Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
So Crush, it's your birthday. Oh, Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. What you screaming though for?
It's not your birthday yet.
I know. I said that. Not yet.
Okay.
I know, sir. You ain't got to keep reminding me, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
I know it ain't my birthday.
Yes, ma'am.
What you give me for my birthday? I want to collect $100 from all the friends I know. Think I could do that?
Huh?
If you are a friend of La Crush Hearts and you want to give me something for my birthday, give me $100. That didn't even come out right? Yeah, I'm coughing.
No, right. I don't think so.
I tried.
I love you, but I don't think so.
No? I'm going to try that one year. One year, I'm going to try that.
Good luck.
Wow.
Anyway.
Can I just say something real quick?
What?
If you're pushing 40, please keep the photos to a minimum. I don't need to see your old ass posting pics, posting like you in your 20s again. It's just sad. Shaking my fucking head.
Wait, shut up.
Shaking my fucking head. I propose Facebook should have an age limit. If you're 35 and over and you posting like you're 22, your account gets locked out. No offense to my
oldest. Oh, no, she didn't go there. What about this on?
Okay, now what you was going to say?
I was going to say, wait a minute, you're telling this to someone who's 51 and...
I ain't telling nobody nothing. I was just reading somebody trifling ass profile.
Okay.
That's what I was doing. I ain't telling you nothing. I said, listen to this. Did I say listen to this?
I
said, Black Reporter, you shouldn't be posting. Nigga, you got like two pictures up.
Yeah, true.
No, nobody's talking about you, damn it.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio, folks, and we're your hosts. That's La Crush Hearts. I'm Black Reporter. This is Thursday, the 28th day of October, and it's finally starting to feel like fall down here in the South, although I know you guys in the North has already got winter in full blast.
Hell no,
blast.
It was beautiful. I don't know what is going on down there, but up here it was beautiful.
It was breezy.
The sky was bright blue. The sun was beaming. And it wasn't even that hot. It wasn't even that cold. It was beautiful. Today, if you stepped outside, you just got a boost of energy. You didn't feel sad. You didn't feel no way. If you stepped outside today, like, all your troubles was literally left behind the door.
Okay.
For that brief second, that wind just, that breeze just come and hit you in your face. And, you know, I live in Brooklyn, and you already know the saying, a tree grows in Brooklyn. If you look down the streets of Brooklyn, especially the residential streets, you do see the big trees. They're starting to change their little colors. It was just a beautiful fall day today, I must say.
It was a beautiful fall day. The temperature was in the 70s, but the dew point was very, very low to like 30-something degrees. So, it was like nice and dry, not a cloud in the sky. And the high today was about 75, 76, but we're looking tonight for a low in the mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and we haven't had lows like that in a while.
Mm.
So we're looking forward to that.
Y'all looking forward to it?
I say we are looking forward to it. I mean, those of us who are single and living alone and not having someone in the bed, that's not necessarily a good thing. But when you are getting cool and everything else. Crash, I got a question for you.
You know, I just changed the subject. You just love putting your foot in your mouth. What? You just love putting your foot in your mouth. Don't try to change the subject now. You already dug the hole. You might as well just jump in that bitch. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, did you hear about this push to move Black Friday up to, like, tomorrow?
No. No. Explain to people what's Black Friday. Hi, Ms.
Black,
Parker.
Black Friday is the day in which people go crazy in the shopping center. Everybody cuts everything down in time for Christmas, and it's the day after Thanksgiving, supposedly. Now, what's happening tomorrow is that people like Sears, Target, Amazon.com, Toys R Us, and who am I missing? I'm missing one.
Walmart.
I don't think that's Walmart.
Always call at the wrong time. Go ahead, Black Reporter. I'm listening.
Those major retailers are trying to get people to go to their sites and go inside their stores for Black Friday, what's called Black Friday Now. And that's what we call tomorrow. So they're trying to move Black Friday up. And we haven't even done Halloween yet. And they're trying to put out Christmas lights. You know, give me a fucking break. Jeez. I'm sorry. Get the soapbox out the way. Moving on. I just had to get that off my chest. Oh, for those of you who are wondering, yes. In 1 hour, we will have trifling news, and tonight's news will be very trifling.
Yes.
Don't you think so, Crush? Crush? Are you just going to sit there and laugh at me?
This not Crush. This Lady C.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Lady C.
Exactly. What part of? Go ahead, Black Reporter. I would laugh at any of your jokes. I don't laugh at any of your jokes. I'm just playing. No, that wasn't me. No.
Yeah, but by the same token, Lady C is eagerly anticipating my. Trifling, because I wouldn't give it to her earlier. And she tried to get it out of me. I said, nope. You
and it
like
better
everybody
be trifling,
else.
Too, because I dare you not give up triflingness before triflingness. I dare you, Black Reporter. It better be trifling, too.
Oh, they're,
Black
Reporter,
like,
if
it's trifling, right? Don't be trifling, Lady C. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's what be the trifling part about it. Like, that's not trifling, sir. What?
Oh, no.
All right, go ahead. What's trifling?
He's going to wait. You can do it now, Black Reporter. Do it now.
Do it. We want to hear it.
Do it, Black Reporter. Come on.
Do trifling.
I thought this was supposed to be at the top of the hour. Now,
okay,
we
can do it at the top of the hour. Just go ahead.
Okay, I will give you the pre-headlines. We will be talking about the Botox Bandit. Yes, you heard me correctly, the Botox Bandit. And we will also be talking about a woman who killed her child because the child was preventing her from playing Farmville on Facebook.
Yes, Black Reporter is trifling. I thought you were talking about something that happened in your life. Boo.
Oh, no. That's not you.
I thought you was finally going to reveal your trifling side, sitting up here front and
everybody. No, boy.
Black reporter, you have a trifling side. You want to let us know, reveal it. We understand. We look forward to trifling.
Oh, no. If I got to reveal, ladies, see, I can understand you begging off of this because you've already revealed more trifling information than the law allows.
Oh, me?
And yet I revealed more last night.
Oh, you did?
Lady C. Was on her BTR celebrity shit last night, y'all. You know, she had to make her little daily round. She jumped into the Gingerland show. Y'all know we did a little special broadcast last night. So welcome to the Gingerland show. And Ginger got ignorant for no reason, okay? But we're going to get into that.
Okay.
Right now, I see some people that want to come to the line, so we're going to bring them on to the line because we want them to get trifling with us. 646, how you is?
Hey, what's going on?
Ooh.
How you doing? You finally made it on air.
Okay.
Finally.
Finally made it on air. Now, tell the people who you are, who you're representing.
All right. Name is Twin. Owner and operator of Ghostface Entertainment, the Big Girls Playground, known the underground
thing. What's up, bro?
How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd jump on and say what's up with y'all for a little bit. I was trying to holler at y'all last night, but technical difficulties prevented that. So, you know, I was listening for a while. I was just popped by to say hi for a little bit.
That's what's up. Okay. 2020 is the king of trifling under Ginger. Like Ginger is trifling. Twin Twin creates trifling. Like, that's what it is. Ginger is trifling. Twin creates trifling. Like, he has a power to put a situation together that's just trifling, right, Clint? You're an orchestrator of, you're conductor of trifling. There we go. You're the conductor of trifling.
I'm just merely a vessel. I let people be.
Yeah.
There you
exactly.
go. There you go.
Exactly.
That's classy.
Yeah, he's classy, but, you know, okay, so this is what it is. So, start off my question, which is tonight's question, the fill in the blank question. It's fancy when Twin throws a party.
Oh.
And it's just trifling when the girl sit up and got shit stains on the sheets. I'm just saying.
Oh!
Damn.
I shut the party down because of that.
I went to a twin party. I have frequented twin party, and we had issues on that. You remember that twin flashback
yes.
in May 2008?
Yeah. Mm. Same. Yeah. Can't
yes.
do it.
I even had the year and the month down, nigga. The best on trifling ass shit.
You got that right.
All right. For people that don't know, Mr. Twin here, a.k.a. Mr. Ghostface Entertainment, he provides BBW adult entertainment with some of the sexiest, big booty, luscious, super fluffy New York babes in New York City. So, yeah, he does that. So, like he said, he just is a vessel. And he let people be themselves.
Google me.
What? Google.
Well,
I'm about to. That's what I'm born to do.
Yes, indeed.
All right, so, Twin, tonight's question. You heard it. Now it's your turn. Fill in the blank. It's fancy wing.
Wow, let me think. It's trifling wing.
No.
You come to a Ghostface party and clog my toilet with your tampon.
No. But she did it backwards, but I'm just saying. Ooh, got a headache.
Or it's trifling when you come to my party and you break my furniture trying to get it in.
That is some trifling shit. And y'all already know the story, because that was part of my bedroom.
Ain't got no money for drinks.
Yeah. Y'all already know the party, guys. That's part of my bedroom boom. But, you know, it's fancy when you a baller, okay, and you make it rain. It's just trifling when you take all the fucking ones out of the fucking cookie jar.
Damn.
Damn rain. Shout out to Mo.
No comment.
Shout out to Mo. What happened to that man? He fell. Lost the face. It's trifling when. Look, you even got me messing up my own question. The question is, it's fancy when. You fancy, huh? And it's just trifling when. So you gotta tell me something fancy, and then tell me something trifling. You messing up my own question.
Okay. So I just redirected the question. All right. Let me sit on that one for a minute.
All right. You do that.
It's fancy when you cruise up to the party in your new car. It's trifling when your new car turns out to be an 8800.
Well, I'm still gonna be here rocking with y'all, but I might have to mute y'all for a minute. So.
All right, we'll meet you back. So we're going to keep this moving along. Y'all can give us a call in, 347-989-0767. Press that good old 1. We're going to let y'all on, 347-989-0767. All right, I'm going to keep it real fancy. I'm not going to be trifling tonight. Tonight we're going to be fancy. Tonight we're going to be fancy because we've been trifling all week. Tonight we're going to be fancy. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Lady C, you got to give us a fancy and trifling situation.
Okay.
It's fancy when you cook a romantic dinner and you have some there with candlelight. It's trifling when it's unedible. Why is it unedible? What happened?
You burned
it. That's just sad.
It's fancy when you take a shower together. It's trifling when you should have took a shower before you took the shower.
You get all up in the creases and the crevices.
Yeah,
get up into the creases and the crevices. Y'all are nasty. Y'all just raunchy. Yeah, your ass too. Y'all just raunchy. All right. We're going to keep it going, though. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to keep it going. I'm going to do this because I'm going to tell y'all why I'm going to do this, because y'all need to go tune in to Welcome to Gingerland Show that aired yesterday at 10 p.m. to 11 to midnight. And then it had overtime. So I definitely need to go check out Sharp Team Entertainment. I need to go check that out, Sharp Team Entertainment. He had on somebody that was so stories, Lady C. Okay, you know what? I can't even tell you about it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring him on here, and I'm going to let him tell you about his trifling moment. What's up, 973?
Oh, Lord.
What's up?
What's up? How you doing, 973?
Man, I wish Shark Team was on tonight. After last night, damn, I wish I could have it every night.
You see how trifling I was, y'all? You see, I just bigged him up, and he going to talk about he wish somebody else was on. You see how y'all see how trifling he is, y'all? Y'all see that, right?
What's up, Jermaine? I didn't do it, buddy.
What the hell? What the hell, damn it?
I didn't do it, buddy.
We can get trifling, too, damn it. We can get trifling, too.
I'm just saying, I'm keeping real on that show. I ain't no show.
You can keep it real on here. Nobody told you to be fake on here. Trifling ass. Wake up being trifling. No, I'm just playing. For all y'all that don't know, this is Insane Jermaine representing the Hackensack, New Jersey. Okay, Insane Jermaine, you've been on the line. You've heard the question of the night. Before we get into what you did last night, let's get into the question of tonight. It's fancy when blank, 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 and it's just trifling when blank, blank, blank. Fill in the blank, please.
Okay. It's fancy when we set up something and I meet you and come to you, you're in your lingerie, and I can see nipples and everything like that, and then it's like my dick is hard and my tongue, and I just want to rush and just fucking snatch that shit off and just go to it. And so when I go to it and everything like that and get that taste, that coochie, and you know what? Your ass was bleeding and didn't want to go ahead. And I taste blood, and that was trifling.
That's trifling. Okay, y'all did not understand what he said. He said it's fancy when he come over and you got your outfits on, you're looking good, you got your nipples showing, your hair right, your makeup right, and you came up in and ends up doing your heels. Okay, yeah, your heels, girl. It's some trifling shit. Just trifling shit. When he rip off that lingerie and he kiss it on your stomach and he go down and he get to that patch and then you bleed it and then wipe well and he taste the blood.
Ew.
Ooh-wee. Ooh. Can y'all say butt clot between the teeth? Ew.
That's extra trifling.
That's just extra trifling. OMG. What's up to Big Ashby? Guest there, 5669 in the building. We're going to get back to more of Insane Jermaine's trifling bullshit. But what I want to do right now, I want to take the moment and the opportunity to get into what we do best on here, and that's play some music.
Of
and you
course.
Know what? Since we in a trifling mood, I'm going to start the night off with a trifling song. Because I can do that.
Are we talking about old school type music?
Nah. Not old school trifling music. No, sorry. This is an indie artist. He was a guest on here. He's internationally known on his microphone. Esther Mogul representing the Bronx, NYC. Quick to call me a motherfucking jerk. Okay, wait, hold on. What? What you laughing at?
Chemist on the beat. Yeah. I mean, this could be like my anthem right here. From the jump, I just wanted underskirt. Saw that I was cute and got it in with your flirt. Told you the situation and you said it would work. Especially cause you got a man, some kids, I'm alright with that. And you got the type of ass that sat right on your back. Got that high booty, my duty is get up in it. Heard you get your pen like they ain't new era fitted. One night got pissy and dizzy, so I can have boo. Next night got busy, I licky, we rockin' mad cool. Was sweating me from fat to skinny and now a fat dude. Like you been holding on tickets, one out of raffle. You all hype texting me Blackberry for BBM. I'm like, my, you need to go chill out and be with him. You know your man, it's time to show him attention. What we had is cool, but I think you know it's finished. Call me your jerk, or be quick to call me your jerk, or be quick to call me your jerk, or be quick to call up they manager, say to call me your jerk, or be quick to call me. Now you wanna be my special friend and all. I mean, we had a good time. I mean, shit was straight. Yeah, I mean, you gotta be calling me and texting me all the fucking time, though. Oh, damn. Quick to call me a jerk, an asshole, whatever, lady, the words you could say anyway could ever faze me. Before we met, you was all alone and masturbating. Now you at the club with your friends out and celebrating. Cause you want the mogul man, large with the tatted arms, the whole land knowing him, big with the rapper charm. We got a bond, we click, I'm at the place to hit. No wife and jump off, so how you think I'm staying here? Papa was a rolling stone, latest had it many homes. I feel so cavalier. Like I play it quick and long. No Ohio player, just call me Wifey Slayer. Like with Dollar Chick, just that I never banged her. And if I wanted to, just like she wanted me, niggas would've emailed, cause there's no calling me. Getting checks every 3 months, quarterly. I want that money, bitch. That's right, it's all for me.
I mean, I hate to bring back bad memories for some people, but it was on my mind. That I got called a jerk and not there. Conglomerate fam.
I had one on the neck, I had one on my head, I had one on my face, and hey,
I felt like a new man, so I'm gonna do what they want to. But yo, I got tired of it. It's like a wrestling. It tipped me down. I got golden shower. I calmed on and I couldn't do shit. I was going in a state of shock. I was in and out, coming in. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Wow.
I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was young. I thought that was something good, something you were doing. Shit, you the man. Until I woke up that morning, my damn throat was, I had long jaws. I couldn't talk and shit. It was like, oh, you got to take this nigga to the hospital. I got to the damn doctor. The doctor said, well, like, you had a good time last night, but they fucked you up. I'm like, what? Like, man, how much calming and shit you got? That's, I don't know who you, woman you with, but you got a lot of orgasm behind your gums, your throat, everything. Man, what you were doing? But you heated up. The doctor told me that. So they had to, I don't know, but he had to take me to, the doctor he referred me, I had to go to a dentist, and I said, what's the tool they put in you? They put a tool in me, and it's like a vacuum cleaner. And they had to get behind all, they had to get all down my throat, they had to get all behind my gums and everything.
Damn.
I was on medicine for a while, but that's the lifestyle you live when you're with the rappers.
Shout out to TG from Blue Sky. She just said, Crush, it's fancy when I get paid to do it. It's trifling when I don't. But no, no.
Hey, there you go, TG.
There you go, right there.
All about the fuck. All about the ching ching.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She said she experienced some trifling. She said she experienced some trifling stuff. She said a gentleman asked her what she want for Christmas, and she told him cash, and he told him, he called her a whore. What? What you told me, Jermaine? What you told me about the trick? It ain't tricking if you got it, then.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about,
it ain't
tricking if you got it, right? It ain't tricking if you got it. If you got it, you can do
it. So therefore, it ain't hoeing if you get it, right?
Yeah. It ain't tricking if you got it, but if you ain't got it, you ain't tricking. You paying to play. That's why I said in my rapper, only busters pay to play, because they ain't got it. When I moved from Brooklyn over here to Hackensack, I had a woman. I said, it's called the Fresh High Rise, and that's all your stars there. Your Knicks, your Nets players, your Giants players, they all the Hackensack and that winning women used to stay up in there. And I was a porter. I was just making $7 an hour, and that wasn't really covering the bills. Well, I bumped into this woman, and she was a doctor. I mean, she was a lawyer in New York City, and then, yo, she was like, yo, I'll pay you. I'm like, what? She was like, whatever. You lick me, whatever, like that, $100. I'm like, for real? Man, I used to go to that motherfucker every day. That was my tip. That's how I used to make my money. And they talking that shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what they say. Well, Oprah Winfrey, man, that's what I was saying on his show last night. I'm going to put it on your show. Oprah Winfrey. If I get Oprah Winfrey, I'm going to open up my mouth and she can do what the hell she wants to. If I get her, she can get any goddamn thing. I don't give a fuck. Golden shower, whatever. I don't give a damn what you call me. You can call me shit, mouth, or whatever. But Oprah Winfrey get what the hell she wants. That black woman, if I get a hold of her, she can take her foot and stick it in some mud and bring it back up, and I'll lick it all off. Black woman, she gets what the hell she wants. I don't know what the fuck Stanley was doing, but whatever he's doing, he's damn sure he's doing it right. A woman, a black woman.
I don't know about that.
All that money right there? Shit. And I ain't even a damn woman. Imagine if I was a woman.
Imagine. Just imagine for a moment, folks. Stop what you're doing. Close your eyes and imagine the page you're made of one.
That is a scary, scary, scary part.
It's fancy when. It's just trifling when. So insane Jermaine, you was being very revealing on the show last night, and I learned some new stuff about you. And I just want to share that with some of the folks, Jermaine. Have you ever drank urine?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever tasted your own cum?
Yes. I told you.
You said yes, Black Report?
Yes, I have.
Black Reporter, you do?
I have taken my own cum, but it was in inside another woman.
Don't explain, Jermaine, because I keep getting vision.
Peeing, no. I wouldn't go the peeing route, but cum, that's a little bit different.
Now, the peeing route, one time, I did that one time. I ain't gonna lie, that was just one time. That's where that incident, that's why I got ended up in the hospital.
I would think so.
Okay. I have a trifling. Okay. It's fancy when Crush can swallow a Crush can. Crush can squeeze the Pepsi can in her mouth. Crush can't even put a 99-cent brisk iced tea can in her mouth. It's trifling when a nigga tells you, okay, I see how wise it is, but can I experience how deep it is? That's some trifling shit.
Oh.
Look, he wants to say it again. Say it again. No, I'm not going to say it again. Say it again. You heard me. Say it again. You heard me, damn it. See how trifling ass. You heard me, damn it.
I was raised down south, and like I said, we don't have nothing. Well, not reporting know what I'm talking about. We don't really have nothing where New Orleans might do, but in Alabama, Mississippi, we like I said, that's all we got to. We got to go to New Orleans, Texas, or to Atlanta to the record studios or something. We don't have nothing to do. And that's what I'm trying to say. These swinger parts, I be hearing it, but it ain't hitting on shit when I'm hearing it because, like I said, I know six games that I can bring to the swinger part, and they will think that shit is brand new. Because that's all we start fucking when we start fucking when we 12 years old, girls and guys. We hunt you when we 10. They start fucking when they 18 and 16 up here. I'm like, yo, they slow on that shit.
Yeah.
They slow on it up here, yo. We start young down there.
Yeah, we do.
Why are there so many bird ass chicken head bitches on FB, on Facebook? Don't they have BBM? What the hell? And I'm tired of trifling people named Twin.
Huh?
Look, I'm tired of trifling people named Twin. He called me and look what's going on. Yeah, all right. Didn't even say nothing. Twin!
Oh, Lord.
He trifling.
It's fancy when Crush can do the can with her mouth. It's trifling when she does it with the other opening that she has.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell.
Which one? She got two other openings.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. I know it was trifling.
She got two other openings.
Hey, Crush ain't never trifling. Don't let Black and Porter get y'all twisted. Crush ain't never trifling. I'm just saying, don't let Black and Porter get y'all twisted.
No,
Black Reporter. If y'all didn't understand the fill in the blank, he said it's fancy when you can put a wide ass 12 ounce Pepsi Crush Brisket can in your mouth. It's trifling when your pussy hole is just about as wide. Hell to the fuck yeah! Don't get it twisted. I'm not trifling. I'm fancy, huh?
No,
fancy, huh? Nail gun, tail gun, pussy
crush,
tie up.
Crush, I should tell you, it's all about what, how you worded and everything. Also,
listen. You got a chance though. I don't give a fuck. But when the mouth and everything, and the pussy might be too big a little bit. But if I stick it in her ass and she really, it's time to leave her alone. Then.
Did you just name somebody?
Make somebody.
Oh, I thought you said somebody's name. I'm about to say.
No, that's trifling
right there.
No. But I have had that experience, and I was like,
Said somebody's name.
The mop was good, but damn. Got in the pussy, it took a long time from the pussy, and I stuck it in the ass, and I said, oh, no, hell no. Nah. That ain't nothing going on here.
Hello.
Okay, Black Reporter, we're gonna take this a step further.
Oh shit.
Since you're talking about everybody else, I wanna ask you something. You gotta do a fancy trifling question about yourself.
Okay.
I'm fancy when blank, I'm just trifling when blank.
You gotta give me a couple minutes just to think about it. I'm trying to think.
Black Reporter.
Huh?
A trifling ass. Nothing.
Go about your business, people. Go about your business. Nothing to watch here. Let me see.
All right. Well, our Black Reporter thinks of a fancy trifling situation, and we have Insane Jermaine on hold. We're going to go ahead and tune into the next season on the list, and then we're going to come back and find out what's trifling about Black Reporter. All right. Here goes some Blizzom.
Focus on me. I know you're lonely. I know you did the mother wrong all up on me. But you's a baddest. They
up in shady. Now why would I lie? So why would you pass me by? Shawty, you must be crazy. Keep your hands to yourself and I'll never slap ya. Never been jealous, so I never trap ya. All I wanna do is cut and let you suck me up. And plus be your favorite rapper. Don't got 21 questions to ask ya. I'm from the dirty, so I only got one. Kids too down for whatever, it's just that plain. Then maybe we can have some fun. Take a ride on the beach, ride out on the sheets. Off the chain like no face on the beast. Now she misbehaving like girls gone wild. Just don't start tripping, say things to me like.
Spine. I swear I'm gonna kick her on her lower spine, paralyze her from the waist down.
Spank yo.
OMG. Only told you only Mr. Trifling. Only Mr. Trifling.
TMI.
Okay, so before we went to the little music break, I asked Black Reporter to fill in a personal blank. Yeah.
I'm fancy
when blank, and I'm just trifling when blank. No, it's not I'm.
Okay.
I'm fancy when blank,
I'm fancy when I get hit up by all these beautiful BBWs at different times. I'm trifling when I find out that they're all over 1,000 miles away from me.
I know you wanted it personal. I can give you some personal shit.
You did just fine. Yeah. I haven't asked Black Reporter because he was giving me a whole lot of trifling shit for me.
Yeah.
He said it's fancy when LaCrush can do what she can with the crush can with her mouth. It's just trifling when Crush can do the same thing with her pussy.
Oh shit!
No, the other
word. You know, Crush ain't never trifling. You know that Crush ain't never trifling.
She just got trifling ways.
Shout out to Twinkle. Shout out to Twinkle.
You know.
She is my inspiration.
You know,
OMG.
All right,
so give us a personal one then.
Personal one, okay. It's fancy when I jack off and use lubricant or baby oil. It's trifling when I use my child's hair grease.
Ooh.
Damn. That is trifling.
I'm keeping it real.
But yeah. Hey, job done. No wonder that nigga hair so long. He got that pubic hair look like it's a fresh
process. Damn,
I never get dry scalp down there. Oh shit. Yeah,
OMG.
OMG.
All right, so hit
I got one. I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
It's fancy when your girlfriend tells you to cut your hair. It's trifling when she means your pubic hair.
But that's crazy. My brother told me the other night, baby, it's time to shave your mouth again. Hell no. You've been looking at my window reporter. She showed
Black
up there. She said, hey.
Through my window.
Y'all wrong.
That was they made that song. Say CeeLo and them made that. Someone peeping in my window. Straight up.
That's some bullshit. Y'all just nasty. Yeah. Okay,
all right. Crush, can I ask you a question?
No.
These are three questions, but you know, I got to throw them out there since y'all got me on here and called me trifling. Well, I just want to know is, would you put a dick that was, hold on, what did I say on that? Oh, would you put a dick in your mouth straight after it came out your ass?
No. Hell no. No. I'm glad you said that, because you know what? It's not fancy when LaCrush do it, and I'm not going to do it. But it's trifling when the motherfuckers call everybody you know or every stranger you know and telling people that you did do that.
I think I know who that is.
Now, you know, Gingerbread Man, what goes on that tour bus. If we had Lil Crush on that tour bus, you know damn well if we got on her ass, she would suck our dick. Them guys do, man, I done seen the best of the best that they want to do. On that tour bus, everything goes. If you got 6 and 7 different rivals on the tour bus, and them guys see that, and they know they on this bus, man, them guys be throwing shit off the rail that they never do.
See, you know what? When I get on here, everybody always tell me I'm the most sticking to this nigga that they have. Like, I was on the show last night with all white people, and they were some hillbilly white folks. And they even told me, Gingerbread, you the most funniest, trifling, the craziest person I ever came across. So, I don't know where they came you from or where they got you from, but this nigga insane. That nigga, hey, it's nice to have somebody in your bracket, because that nigga is sick.
That's what I said, we get it good. I go fight with you in the heart.
Just stay with us to the top of the hour, because you will hear some trifling white folk news stories, okay?
Oh, shit, so white folk do shit like cut a bitch in half and drive around and fuck her lower half.
You know, while she's driving, yeah. While she's driving.
Yeah, that is trifling, man. I like that. What you
about? I just thinking about that. I didn't see. I don't know. Okay, folks. We lost this Saint Germain. Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
We got 4 minutes. We're going to play this quick old sizzle, and then we're going to kism Bizak, and we're going to find out what you have about some trifling
white people.
About some trifling white folks.
Pink people.
Okay. Okay.
That's
By the way, where's Lady C?
By the way, didn't you hear she was on the phone? She was on the way to Puta Kente house. I don't know. You live in Louisiana. I live in New York City. How would I know what she did?
Okay. Okay, because I know she wants to hear this, so let me see if I can find her. Okay, while
well,
the music
go find
playing.
Her. Why you gotta tell us you're gonna go find her? Just go find her. Be back in 3 minutes.
All right.
I know you're about to go to your song, so I'm gonna make it 3.5 seconds. Would you ever let two niggas come in your mouth at the same time?
No. I throw up. No.
What happened about that 2 years ago at that Christmas party? Okay, go to the music. Holla.
You fucker.
Let's hit the road, little mama, you can see what I see. While you're riding with the TBD, coast to coast with me. While we smiling and wilding and high profiling, popping these packs, out of thousands on every alley. Look over the waters of the Caribbean. We more than friends, such a hair blowing the wind. We can have first day sex, like birthday sex. I'm rubbing on your thighs and I'm kissing your neck. I can be your little secret, the one that you freak with. The one that gets you strong and off the tongue quick. Touching and teasing, kissing and pleasing, giving your body everything that it's needing. I love you like hip-hop, and I never let the beat stop. I keep you wet like a teardrop. Little mama, you know that you're the best of the best, so I lay my head on your breast.
You're my star. My star. I want to be where you are.
Baby, you're my star, I wanna be wherever you are. Whenever my skies are blue, I'm glad I found you. She's a freak in the sheets, body is so sweet. Manicure toes while she handle business in the street. She's one of the elite, top six on the beach. A classy woman, give you sexual relief. Little mama got that magic, work the pole like an asterisk. Off the R&B classics, baby, I said you got it done. You the lucky one, you already won. You got me under the sun. Yeah, it's true, girl, I said I love your smile. The way I'm meeting you, so stay for a while. When I'm out in the street getting this money, you keeping the house cool and all safe for me. We done made a foundation off of this paper chasing. No matter what, forget all of them women that be hating.
You're my star. In my arm, 'cause you're the reason I shine.
girl, you're my Bonnie and girl, I'll be your Clyde. So together we ride, I'm right by your side. We can stand as one or divide and conquer. The lady of my life, the only woman that I honor. We can lie together and we can cry together. I hold you in my arms right here forever. I got passion for you and this is not lust, it's me and you against the world, girl, so it's just
you're my star.
OMG. Black Reporter.
It is the top of the hour, 10 o'clock in the east, 9 o'clock in the central time zone. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio on BTR, Blog Talk Radio. And it is now time for the trifling news. A 22-year-old woman from Jacksonville, Florida, has pleaded guilty to killing her baby son over a game of Farmville. Alexandra V. Tobias says her 3-month-old child, Dylan Lee Edmondson, had been crying while she was trying to play the popular Facebook casual game. This angered Tobias, who told authorities that she shook the baby, had a cigarette to calm herself down, then shook him again. It's believed he, quote, may have hit his head during the shaking, end of quote. Dylan's death was classified as second-degree murder, a charge that carries the possibility of a life sentence in prison. That was story number one.
All right, let's see. It's Saint Germain. You heard a trifling news. What you think about that?
Well, no. That's the first story.
Hold on. Black Reporter, I know.
Okay.
Hello. It's Saint Germain.
Hello.
Yeah, you heard the trifling news just now, right?
Yes, I heard it.
Okay, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that was just some people just, they got to just control their aim. You got to think before you react. Some people just, I know I flip. But when I flip, my mind is thinking. My mind is running. My mind is thinking when I flip. I don't flip and flip. Believe me, my mind going. I know right from wrong. But some people just flip. But I have a trifling story that I heard today. Did y'all hear about
Hold on. Let me finish trifling news. I just wanted to get your opinion on that. Let Black Reporter finish that. We'll come and see your trifling story. Your trifling story, okay?
Okay.
All right, Black Reporter, go ahead with part two.
And the second story is the Botox Bandit is sentenced to 5 years in prison for fraud. A California woman who used fraudulent checks to pay for more than $3,000 worth of Botox treatments was sentenced to 5 years in prison Wednesday for committing multiple burglaries, fraud, and identity theft against several Orange County businesses. Melissa Chesney, 46, pleaded guilty last week and Wednesday to 21 felony counts, including 9 counts of burglary, 5 counts of identity theft, 4 counts of forgery, 2 counts of grand theft, and 1 count of possession of a controlled substance. Chesney admitted using fake identities and fraudulent checks at 6 different businesses between February and May of 2009, including Lux Med Spa in Yorba Linda in March 2009, for the Botox treatment, according to the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office.
Wow.
She also admitted to committing burglary and grand theft against a Kohl's department store in January 2009 and burglary, forgery, possession of a fraudulent California driver's license, and other charges in Michael Center in Tustin,
in February 2009. Chesney mm-hmm. also pleaded guilty to using false and fraudulent information to have utility services delivered to an Anaheim residence where she was living without permission. She never paid for these those services, prosecutors said. She was dubbed the Botox Bandit by the media for committing fraud in search of a wrinkle-free face, according to a news release from the DA's office.
I don't know if that was trifling or just hood. Ginger, give us your opinion on that story right there. Gingerbread man ain't there?
Did you hear our trifling
news?
Yeah, if they lucky that they didn't steal that Botox for me, because I'm not sending your ass to jail. I'm going to come over there with about a ghetto-ass turkey baster and suck that shit out your face.
Repossess the hard way, huh?
Straight up, y'all didn't see Repo Man with Forrest Whitaker. Yeah, I'm coming to get my shit. Fuck, you gonna be in jail with the longest face in the world.
Repossess the hard way.
Yeah, we don't play in the hood.
OMG. All right, moving there right along, we're going to keep our trifling going. Right now, in St. Germain has a trifling moment he want to share with us. Go ahead, St. Germain.
Now, see me, like I said, I was raised up in Atmore, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? I'm not far from, I'm like 4 hours away from Atlanta. And I'm from the N.O. down there with Blackport at 8 hours. But Mississippi and Alabama is straight up prejudice and trifling. Today, some girls, I used to tell girls about that, by jumping in these niggas with these hot cars, jumping in cars with niggas you don't know. The niggas had robbed the guy. They stuck up a store or something like that, robbed the guy, and when they robbed him, they killed him. The man, and they ain't getting him but $11. No, he didn't get killed. He got banged up.
$11?
$11 all they got.
Oh, look at him.
But they got away. But it ain't that. It's what the state of Mississippi did, because when they got away, they seen these two kids they knew. They picked the girls up. They picked the girls up, and the girls are riding around. And as they riding around, the authorities pull them over. And I be telling 6,000, like, don't be doing it. These girls got charged. The dudes, they confessed. They were like, look, we did it. We did the murder and everything like that. But the girls got nothing to do with it. They said, we don't give a damn. These girls getting charged with burglary, too. They in the car. They charged these girls with burglary. Don't you know they gave everybody 2 life sentences? For that, beating that white man up. And the girls ain't got nothing to do with it. And the dudes admitted it to the police that they had just picked some girls up. And these girls are getting ready. They called them Scott girls. They get ready to do 2 life sentences for nothing they ain't even do. And this is it. For $11 damn. So what's y'all opinion on it? Do y'all think Mississippi tried, or do you think they were trying for just doing what they did?
I don't know how I feel about that.
I've got one which is borderline trifling, but if this was a different time, it would truly be trifling. You know, recently we had reports that Beyonce was pregnant, of course, denied up and down by her mom, and we still haven't gotten a straight word either of them yet. Today, it was confirmed Mariah Carey is pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
I'm going to try for it.
But you know what? If Beyonce is pregnant, good, man. Hey, come on, Jay-Z worked hard enough. I bust over triplets. Shit, all that money he got, I work.
You know what? Yeah, it is borderline trifling because I just forgot who her husband is.
Damn right.
That's actually the best of both worlds. It depends on who you're looking at. Fancy when Nick Cannon says, my wife is Mariah Carey. And then it's trifling when she says, my husband is Nick Cannon. It's trifling when she says, my husband is Nick Cannon. Like, I don't know. Just don't go together.
He's a fun Nick.
Yeah.
Nick's a cool dude.
Yeah, but those just two you don't see. You just don't see those together.
Nick
no, you don't.
Said
no, you don't.
Nick Cannon shut his mouth up, though. But see, the reason why Nick Cannon said about her, Eminem got some shit on her. And that's why we signed Charlie's good. You need to watch out what you
now
do.
Come on,
oh, we don't
Jermaine.
Care about that, nigga. We don't care. You know how long Mariah Carey money
come on.
Is. Like, that, we don't care. Mariah Carey's been in the building with, I mean, the building since, like, 1992, all that stuff right there, that, all that doing is feeding into the gang, because as soon as you hear my Nick Cannon say something, what you gonna do? You gonna go to YouTube? You gonna Google that nigga? You gonna download that nigga? He know what he doing. That nigga smart in the head. Yeah, if you wanna fuck with somebody, might as well fuck with the quote unquote hottest rapper in the game right now.
Yeah.
And they all said it's Eminem. He's the one supposed to say hip hop. So yeah, if I wanna get on, yeah, I'm gonna do that.
But guess what? You heard what he said?
I can't believe y'all in this room having a conversation. They got Nick Cannon in it. I'm mad as hell.
Listen. Y'all didn't hear what Eminem said, though. Guess what? Y'all didn't hear what Eminem said, though. Eminem said it, though. You keep running off your mouth, I'm going to release some pictures and some more when I got you. Before you met Nick, when you was wilding. That's why I can't come back.
To be real, I know that whole situation. To be real, I was actually one of their, you know, few. Well, there's a lot of motherfuckers, but I was actually around that situation when M was hitting that. And she didn't. I listened to the song, and I seen occasions where they was out and she was all on his dick. And I mean, I can't say hang on dick, but she was all up under that nigga. And I know it's some shit that if he air out the lines and shit, Nick Cannon might cry. He might want to go brush his teeth and wash his mouth out because he might get some teeth
particles
in his mouth. Straight up.
Hey, Gingerbread Man, you know Bizarre?
Yeah, Bizarre. That's my nigga. That's Bizarre. That's my big homie. Like really my big homie. Like, called me 3 to 4 times a week and talked for 3 hours of time on the phone. I could go and call that nigga right now here in ATL.
Then you know my brother then. Because my brother died with him. I know Bizarre. My brother died with him. You know Fuzz the Scooter?
Who, King Gordy?
Nah, Fuzz. He's from Detroit. Fuzz. His name is Fuzz the Scooter. He down with Bizarre D12 and all of his government is Carlos.
I had to ask Big Homie because I didn't probably been around him, if anything. But like, if you check on my shows, you'll see, like, every show, when I started off, every show I did on Shark Chain, Big Homie was on every show. Like, he was on, like, 10 shows straight. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I know Bizarre. I've been chilling in Detroit. I've been chilling with all of them. Proof, Bizarre. Because my brother, he's down. He cool with Bizarre. Bizarre in Atlanta, too, right now.
Yeah, he got a crib out there in Atlanta with a girl, and he got one still back in there.
All right, that's something fancy that you popular, some trifling shit. Y'all take it on my show with this person conversation. You know what? Listen, you know what? It's fancy when y'all know each other, y'all done seen each other, you done helped this man up off the damn floor. It's trifling when you don't call this nigga on your personal time. Y'all gonna stop conversation on my damn show, okay? Call that nigga. Call that nigga, all right? Call that nigga 973-752-7498. Listen, Ginger, call him, damn it.
Yeah, that was the heat of the night, man. That was the first day was a grand open for Club Chicken Hill that night, and
Did I just say stop it?
Down, girl. Yo, wow.
I do need to holler at you, though, Gingerbread. I do. We need on that time, we need to conversate, for real.
Damn it! Listen to me, damn it! Typeless-ass background.
So, yeah. Hey,
All right, so we're going to do this.
Hold on.
You got another
trifling story? Breaking news. An Arkansas school official says he will resign because he made an anti-gay rant. He wrote an anti-gay rant on Facebook. I mean, he wrote an anti-gay rant on Facebook, and now everybody's forcing him to resign.
Facebook
I mean,
everybody
I'm sitting here watching breaking news on TV.
Facebook getting everybody in trouble. Everybody in trouble.
Facebook getting everybody. That's some trifling shit, Facebook. That's trifling.
Yeah, you got that right.
Sign up. It's trifling when you get fired behind it, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people get fired.
Fancy when you got adding all your little pictures and you were signing up
but
and some actual
Facebook
information.
You can make a life that ain't real. That's what trifling. And you get on Facebook and all you broke and say you're a millionaire, that's trifling.
No, it's trifling when you get the when you're a teacher and you get your student and take pictures with this little boy dick in your mouth and you post it up on Facebook. Come on, with him calling in the mouth and shit.
Oh, better yet, it's nice when you got a family page set up for yourself and your family. It's trifling that when divorce time comes around and you say you ain't got no kids, yet you got your pictures of you, yourself, and your kids all over Facebook.
It was fancy when y'all got married. It was trifling when divorce came to Facebook.
All
that to Facebook.
Your mama don't come in. Oh.
That's trifling.
Your mama don't even talk to your dumb ass.
All right. So before we go into our last song set, I'm about to take 2 or 3 songs back to back. I want everybody to go down with a personal I'm fancy / trifling fill in the blank. I'm fancy when blank and I'm trifling when blank. Starting with insane.
I gave mine. That don't include me.
No, that don't count. You got to do another one. I'm fancy when blank and I'm just trifling when blank. Insane, Jermaine.
Okay. I'm fancy, like, I'm going to put a friend. I'm gonna do it like this, you know what I'm saying? Because I go back and forth with her. I'm fancy when I'm around her, but I'm trifling as hell when I'm not, and I talk a lot of shit.
Okay.
For real.
You think we can let you get away with that shit? That's such sorry ass shit.
All the shit he done did and revealed, that's all he had left. That's all you have left. All right. You're right. I agree. All right. Try one more again in Saint Germain and no hold bars. Don't hold back. Try something else. Give us something
okay.
else.
Let me see here. It's okay. We can put it like this. You want me to get deep and dirty? You know, I get ignorant. It's fancy. When I come to you, it's fancy when I come to you and you suck my dick and it's clean here. But it's trifling when you just didn't know I did came out of another woman's ass. I've done that shit before. I did came out of another woman's ass.
Damn!
You don't wax for it, Black Reporter. That's all on you. All right.
Yeah,
I know. Heading up the line, going to Mr. Trice himself, Mr. Igni. Gingerbread man. Ginger, I'm fancy with blank and I'm just trifling with blank. Fill in the blank, sorry. Ginger. Okay, I guess he's not there. All right.
Okay.
Black Report. Yeah, you did. There you go. Hi, Ginger. Hello.
Hello, Ginger.
I believe he's on the phone.
All right. It sounded like he was there, right? Okay. We're going to move right along. We're going to get him back when we come back for the music set. All right, Black Reporter, your turn. I'm fancy when blank, and I'm just trifling when blank.
I'm fancy when I don't know somebody. I can be trifling when I get lazy.
What?
No, that makes no sense.
Bluebird, tomorrow. I'm taking a burst of over to my window, and you gotta give me something.
Yep.
Don't be thinking about me. Go ahead, give us something.
Okay.
the it's fancy when I can wine and dine a woman. It's trifling when I get frustrated when I don't get shit afterwards.
Okay. My turn.
Okay, your turn.
All right, folks. I'm fancy when I'm on air holding down phone fantasy radio. I'm fancy, huh? I'm fancy. Right? I've been doing me holding down and all that other good shit.
And I'm just trifling
when I don't answer the question.
Leaving they hard some crutches. That's what they tell us if we treat them like queens and duchess. It's hard to win if you always assume I'm lying. I'm caring now, but in a month, I'm done with trying. I got a reason that I think that they think that we cheating. He wear a red shirt, even if red ain't in season. He got caught, now they thinking that all of us cheating. T-I-T-E-R. Not a golf thing, this ain't about his golf swing. You know our girls, most of them don't know what golf means. But they do know that Tiger was a good dude. A square bear, hit his shoulder like how could you? All on his voicemail, trying to tell his moist tale. You gotta help me, who would classify as voice fail? You ain't no goody good, but now they think that we are. T-I-T-E-R. Always give a face look. She rub my shoulders every time I get on Facebook. I know she fronting, she ain't caring if my back hurt. His track record got a check and now the track flirt. She know the answer, I'ma always be a man, boo. Black women cold, so I know she understand too. But now the square out here making underhand moves. T-I-T-E-R. I'm only worth 40 stacks, maybe after tax. I can't hold a press conference saying take me back. It's one thing if you wanna down a porn star. He smashes waitress, she a ham and corn star. I play my feature role, moving like I'm Keisha Cole. I should be cheating if you thinking that I'm on the stroll. Let's put the blame on the lame who makes the golf ball roll. T-I-T-E-R. Even Martin Luther King had some flings in my surprise that I ain't saying they was right. We know that they was wrong. What I'm saying, put the blaming on the name of the song. I ain't dipping, stop tripping. I ain't dabbing, stop blabbing. If I go to the club, don't ask what happened. None of us was messing up. We just chilled at the bar. They play T-I-T-E-R.
Happen. See me in the club, got 'em looking like was cracking. Yeah, I'm done sizzling, I'm packing.
me a smitty. If that nigga want that drama, tell that nigga come and get me. When you see me in the club, really ain't no need to hate. Just because I'm with your bitch, then we out here on a date. If it seems to be a problem, come and bring it to my face. If you getting out of line, watch me put you in your place. I ain't really got the time for a dumb nigga to hate. Once I pull a pistol out, then you know it's well too late. Ain't no need to apologize, ain't nothing to debate. Got my goons riding on you, cause you know my money straight. I don't care how it is, I'ma tell you how I be. When I'm rocking on my show, see my bitch in VIP. So this rocketball is drama, I'ma keep it cold but stay. But if a nigga out of line, I'ma keep them choppers ready. What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? Dippin', dappin', laughin', boy, to keep my name about your mouth. What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? Dippin', dappin', laughin', boy, to keep my name about your mouth. Pull up to the club, bitches know I came to party. Step up on the scene, they got me rockin' Ed Hardy. Diggin' off a double stack, rollin' off a Superman. If you want it, come and get it. You know I got plenty. Man, all you gotta do is show a nigga where the money be. I said that we changing numbers, now we making history. Popping bottles, throwing stacks, yeah, you know I make it rank. Lead the club in the whip, swerving, switching lane to lane. Got some haters looking crazy cause I let my trunk bang. Tell I own a company by the name of a phone tank. Iced up, diamond out, y'all know what I'm talking about. Platinum tank, diamond ring, gold grill in my mouth. Riding in the Chevy, busting moves, trying to find a route. Gotta be my niggas, never know whenever it's a drought. It's a drought, never that, y'all know we got plenty stacks. Players in the club, tell her these. They gon' run that back. Know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? Drippin', zappin', laughin', boy, to keep my name up out your mouth. What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? Drippin', zappin', laughin', boy, to keep my name up out your mouth. Boy, John Sizzle, when I'm reppin' for my city, and I'm looking for a bad bitch with a fat ass and some titties. You ain't even got a trippin', cause my money long like 50. Yeah, I got these niggas mad, cause they bitch that can't fuck with me. And I'm rolling out his door on a coupe on 24 inches. If I catch another case, I ain't fucking with no snitches. So I'm thinking to myself, when a nigga had no business, if your pussy fuck around, then a nigga wind up missing. Yeah, I'm speaking to the world, hoping that they all listen. Fuck with your boy and your gang, gon' be glistening. You tell I'm Dougie Fresh, by way a nigga fitted. If she offer me the pussy, damn, show your boy gon' hit it. I put my money first, cause you know I love to get it. Keep running, your mouth and your lip, I'm gon' split it. But acting like it ain't, when a nigga know it is. Pussy nigga fuck around, and I might.
Oh.
limousine, find La Mama trophy. Your eye candy and taste even sweeter. Put Starburst in her pussy. Why lie? I'm a eater. I'm high and I need her. And she's syrup by the liter. Brown sugar swing. What a mall. I'm a treater. Then beat her. Put a cat like a stole some. And put her to sleep. Then roll some. I wake up back up to break her back up. Stirring like some motherfucking coffee. And why slack up? Fuck that porn shit door. And she love it. Love it. Stroke her same time as I rub it. Rub it. My little nympho. Tell me, boy, pull over. Boy, what me, daddy? You a soldier. Soldier. So I get at her like we never met before. I'm in the ear like if we fucking let me know. If it's a go. With that mouth and that pussy lie. Do it get Katrina where no pussy lie. With that mouth and that pussy lie.
Shout out to Mr. International Jones.
Now we're too hot to work anywhere in this country.
So we go abroad.
How about we go?
We're on to 5 o'clock.
Good. Where are we going?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam it is. Clock's running, guys. Let's go.
I've never been to Amsterdam.
I heard German girls are really hot.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. International Jones. That was Speedway. I want to... from the audio dope mixtape. I need to cop that. Black Reporter.
Yes,
still
ma'am.
Down with Black Reporter. Okay. What? Black Reporter. What? Why you can't wait till I'm done? What?
Because Tiger Woods. Tiger. I love that song.
I'm muting him back. You're trifling. Like, you want to interrupt me and I can't even bring people back onto the show so you can tell us that you love you some Tiger? Oh, boy. Anyway, welcome back to Soul Fantasy Radio. You're tuned in with the Crush Hearts, trifling-ass Black Reporter, his ignorant ass. We have Insane Jermaine in the building, and we just finished playing Track Laces, Tiger Woods, Don C., What You Know About, and we just ended that set with the theme, I Wanna.
The question is Tiger
ado,
now a thug?
What?
Is Tiger now a thug?
What are you talking about?
All these rappers now singing about Tiger.
Without further ado, we're going to bring in Miss Candy. Hi, Ruby Candy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, hello, stranger.
Hey.
Hi, how you is?
Sick and good.
You're sick and good, okay. All right. Well, welcome to Try for the Week, second edition. We're shutting it down now. And tonight's question is a fill-in-the-blank question. It has two parts to it. The first part is, it's fancy when blank, and it's just trifling when blank. So give us your fancy trifling analogy.
It's what? It's fancy.
It's fancy when blank, and it's just trifling when blank.
And of course, they would normally be tied in it, of course.
Huh?
They would normally be tied in.
Like, oh, man.
All right. As you think of one, I'm gonna stay one, and then hopefully okay. Give you an example. Okay. It's fancy when you go and get your hair did. You know, you go get your hair did. I don't care what it is. It might be extensions. It might be a wig. It might be one of those, what they call the lace front, a weave, a gluing, a sewing. It's trifling when
you let that shit go until the tracks are falling out. So we see the tracks just leaning, and you got to use fucking bobby pins to pull that shit back together. That's just some trifling shit. You be on the train, and we can
damn
see the brush. Top of your, and when you sit down, we can see the top of your bald spot right there. And, ooh, ooh.
I got one.
All right, what's yours?
It's fancy when you got one giving you some head, and she doing a good damn job. And this trifling, so when you get ready to bust, that motherfucker jump off and stop. And you just get ready to
perfect. Perfect.
Okay. So now you heard our fancy trifle analogy, Candy. Give us one.
It's fancy when you go out and buy some badass booty jeans that cost $85, but it's trifling when you wearing them hoes every other day, washing them and putting them back on.
They make your butt look big. They make my butt look big. That is some trifling shit. I'm nasty. Trifling and nasty.
Mm-hmm. And them coogies look like some oogies.
Ooh.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's fancy when I don't know. Okay, so now the second part of the question is, you got to do a personal one. I'm fancy when, and I'm just trifling when.
Okay, go first.
We didn't already win.
We'll do it again.
No. Nobody told her to be late. This should jump off at 8 o'clock central. She know that.
Damn. I don't know. I can't think. I mean, because I got so many of them. Like, to think of, not like that, but to think, like, then to put it all together. Damn.
Well, I got a quick one for Nick.
Okay.
For Candy. It's fancy when you are
I'm fancy when
I have such wonderful sexual experiences. I'm trifling when I have so many of them. I can't pick one out to pull out.
Okay. This is one Black Reporter gave. This is when I said I'm trifling when. Well, Black Reporter said, if I'm going to put it in my words, I'm trifling when I can do things what a crush can. I'm just trifling when my pussy can do the same thing.
Damn.
Would you believe that? Would you believe me if I told you that was a clean version?
It was?
Would you believe me if I told you that was a clean version?
Damn. I'm fancy when I can do the same thing with my pussy.
I'm fancy when I meet you, but I'm trifling when you piss me off.
Okay, no, I have one for you. I have one for Candy. She's fancy when y'all go out on a date. She'll pay for everything, give you good conversation, and y'all have a wonderful time. Trifling when she take your ass back to the crib. She about to go down on you and leave you standing right there with your pants down because you ain't shaving your damn pussy. That's it.
Yeah, that is a trifling.
That's the girl crying. because a girl in shape for twat.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
Well, she had a stubble, and she knows that I can't even play that. So.
Don't do stubble.
Right.
That's nasty.
back to that crush can.
Wow.
Huh?
I said back to that crush can. For any woman that can do that with her pussy, you need to go to the doctor and get sewed up for real. You need to get to the doctor. You need to stick.
You need to. You know what? There are women. There are plastic surgeons out there that is doing that too.
I know. I seen one when I was 14. My cousin, like I said, my people down south are entrepreneurs. My cousin owned all the clubs in Admiral, Alabama. And this woman, I forgot, they call her Lady X or something like that. She actually took a fucking Coca-Cola bottle, stuck it in her shit, spit the shit out. The fucked up part, well, I at least clear when I seen the second part. The second part was she took a Newport, stuck it in her pussy, lit it up, and she was smoking that bitch with her pussy. I got the fuck out of there. I ran home. I said, nah.
I'll see the dancer do that once. I'll see the dancer do that once during in a strip club during her dance.
I seen a dancer bouncing on a beer bottle.
Hey, we got one up here though, a BBW. Yeah, she's there too. I did my video last summer at her birthday party. Now I don't want to mention no names, you know what I'm saying, but hey yo, the girl pulled some beads that I was starting off pulling out, and then my man pulled out, but she pulled out them juju beads. I think was like 400 feet. And then she took a goddamn camera, stuck it in her shit, lit the motherfucker, and she was moving the camera from left to right, up and down. She was moving north, south, east, west. She was doing shit with her shit. And I was like, I ain't fucking with you. I said, nah. And I never fucked. All she got was me some head, and I never fucked with her again after I seen that shit.
Well, I seen the damn stuff. No bullshit. I seen the damn stuff. Push out an 8-ball.
Mm-hmm. That too, yep.
Nobody knew what was up in there.
Yep.
Nobody seen her when she put it in there. She was dancing, carrying on, ba 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 ba. It was time for a floor show, and woo.
Now, what was this I was hearing about someone shooting cucumbers? No, not cucumbers. Zucchini at the twat.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's some
trifling
shit, though.
Thank
you.
That's just nasty.
If she can put that 8-ball
up in your damn cooch. Man, you know what? Them bitches that do that shit and bounce on them motherfucking bottles, y'all some nasty-ass women. Y'all ruined.
Y'all just
you know what? It's fancy. When you look 19, but your pussy look 85.
Damn.
But you know what?
And I said
they got muscles down there. They not use their muscles. That's all it is.
What?
They not use their muscles, but I ain't fucking.
Nah, they ain't got no motherfucking morals and shit.
I'm not fucking with them. If you can do some shit like that with your pussy, imagine what you gonna do with my dick when I get in you. I ain't fucking with you. Later for that.
Rent booty something shit. I thought that shit. I rent them motherfuckers some class.
I done got pulled like this. I done knocked one down until she got dry. And when she got dry and dry enough, and she kept telling me to get up, I wouldn't get up. She locked her shit on my shit. She stopped me.
Are we talking about the Sahara Desert dry or what?
No, her pussy was dry. I was drunk. I was, you know, they said drunk man don't do them a fucking dry, so I fucked the dry. I was drunk and I fucked the dry. But when I fucked it so dry, she got her muscles and I wouldn't stop. She got her muscles on her pussy and she locked my dick and it stopped right there in the track.
Hello.
And she helped me. She said, get up. She said, nigga, you're hurting me. She said, you're hurting me. I can't get wet. I can't do nothing else but do this. You're, get up.
I think they call that the lack of pleasure.
You think?
She was like screaming.
Because she was dry. Even as a gay woman, I should know that. I mean, hey, if she's dry, it is gonna hurt because there's no. I mean, hell, you can spit on it or whatever, but if there's lack of, you know, romantic and you know all that other shit you're supposed to. It ain't gonna work.
I'm gonna take a secret. Old man told me down south when I was on that shit. I told him, man, I got a problem tonight, man. He said, what? I said, I can't keep my shit up. He said, you got some coke? I said, yeah. He said, get some of that shit if you want to sniff it. But besides that, he said, get some of that shit, put it on the head of your dick, and then talk to me tomorrow. Yo, if you get a man with some coke and he put it on the head of his dick, he going to fuck your brains out that night.
He ain't going to be fucking me if I got her dried in you.
That ain't no good.
That coke kiss you, that is shit.
That motherfucker feel like they rubbing on damn carpet.
That mm-hmm. coke has you going. That coke has you going all damn night. Mm. And some hard liquor, too. All
right.
Tally.
Huh?
How old is your little one?
He is two.
2 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Causing a ruckus.
Yeah, he's supposed to be sweet, but he's sick. Hold on.
You missed the trifling news tonight.
What?
And tonight's news was very trifling.
What was it?
About this woman in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Who killed a 3-month-old baby.
Oh, I don't want to hear that shit. I want to hear that because that's going to put me in real bad headspace. That's going to put me in real bad headspace.
Okay, don't tell me that, right?
I don't know why Black Reporter want to keep repeating that shit anyway.
Don't put me in real bad headspace because, I mean, hell, I like kids more than I like adults and shit. I mean, oh, hell no, not. Oh, no. I'd rather sell
them
on eBay than do some harm to them.
Hi, hello.
How much you put
Hi, Miss Lady C. Hi, Miss Lady C.
Hi. Hi, Miss Lady C.
Hi.
My time.
So, Lady C, don't think I forgot about you.
Okay.
Lady C, that's it. Fill in the blank. I'm fancy when blank, and I'm just trifling when blank. You guys do it just like that.
Okay. I'm fancy when I get all dressed up in my beautiful lingerie, but I'm nasty if I get to wash everything up real right before I let them eat it.
And you notice it didn't take her but a second.
She was been on live for a minute, so she already knows. Shout out to Ginger Red Man for stopping by and being trifling with us and all that good stuff. Somebody just put on my Crush Can photo on Facebook. I'm sorry. Somebody just put on there, is that the real one or a dummy? Hey, girl, you can do magic. That's so cool. Laugh out loud.
Wait. A dummy?
Yeah, say it again.
Okay, he said, is that the real one or a dummy? Hey, girl, you can do magic. That's so cool. Laugh out loud. He just threw me off for a minute. Like, what?
Yeah.
Somebody said Orange LaCrush. Laugh out loud. Cool idea.
What?
Somebody else said, I think I love you. Somebody said, ow. Damn, baby, that's a monster mouth. Five. That's that was OW. All right. What was that? Okay, we got 11 minutes remaining on the clock. I want everybody to remember this date, November 2, 2010. 9 p.m. this Tuesday coming, 9 p.m. It is going down to Super Fluffy Takeover on my blog of Ball Fantasy Radio.
And no CBB, you cannot have this spot, sir. My spot.
Actually, he do get your spot. That's your punishment for being trifling. Remember, I told you that. You can still be there, but he is going to take your spot because you were trifling for me. You were trifling all month. Now it's my turn to be trifling to you, so he gets your spot. Anyway, it's a Super Fluffy Takeover right here, Fall Fantasy Radio, because we present live on air, super size, big, beautiful woman, adult model, Supreme Diva, a.k.a. Miss 90 Inch of Booty, will be here Tuesday, November 2nd, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. The call-in number, plug this into your phone, 347-989-0767. I suggest you call in early because I know for a fact the lines is going to be busy next month, okay? So 347-989-0767. Save it to your phone. Call in like 5 minutes early. Hit us up, blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts. That's LaCrushHearts. Also, you can visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com, to read more about it and to see her in action. Ow. It's going down November, and Miss Supreme Diva is also going to help kick off the Super Fluffy Takeover. Remember, all month long, we have big, beautiful women, Super Fluffies are being represented. All month long, we got our 3-year anniversary. We got my 30th birthday. We got Guinness Book Work Record holder, Norma Stitt. And we also got...
Yay!
We also got Queen Rocky from Large in Charge magazine. It's gonna be good. We're gonna go ham, turkey, pepperoni, pastrami. We're gonna go all types of shit next month. So y'all definitely wanna keep it locked right here.
So
Fantasy Radio Live.
So it's no whole ball in the questions, because I got a question for Norma Stitt.
We're not gonna get raunchy with Miss Norma.
No, it ain't raunchy.
Listen, if y'all have questions for any of our guests, Miss Norma, Miss Supreme Diva, visit www.fullfansradio.com. You can put them up there, and I'll ask them for you on air if you can't make it through. You can also email us at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and I'll write them down. I'll ask her whatever it is that you would like to know. But please be advised, if it's too raunchy, inappropriate,
uh-huh,
it will not be asked on air. So... we're going to keep it classy. We're going to keep it fancy. We're not going to try it. There's a difference.
I will. I can't say that, but I like to see them titties. You know what I'm saying? The biggest titties in the world like that. I would like to see them. Touch them and play with them, but she can't be right. She ain't getting on top of me or nothing. Not with them motherfuckers. She won't be beating me up with them. I'm sorry, man. You can't now.
So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to say my goodbyes. Thank you to Insane Jermaine. I appreciate you tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio and keeping it fancy and trifling all at the same time. Thank you to Ms. Candy. Thank you for showing and giving us your presence. Thank you to Miss Lady C, a.k.a. Miss Parker.
You welcome.
No, she the new BCR celebrity. Thank you for holding us down tonight, even though you were shopping. And always, thank you to the trifling mofo himself, Mr. Stroke. aka Black Reporter. I want to end off on some trifling notes with Black Reporter. Go ahead. I'm gonna let these people do their shout outs, and then you can go ahead and do the closing, and then we're gonna end the show on a trifling note because it is trifling.
The end of trifling week.
Yeah. So
just want to shout out to everybody who showed up.
Hold on. We're gonna let Insane Jermaine. Can you give us a quick shout out? Quick.
Yeah. Like, make shout out to them girls, the Crush Hearts. I'm saying Black Porter, Ken, Lacey, my boy down in Atmore, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? That's Makio, the Bottom Boys. You know what I'm saying? Prepare for Combat. Make a shout out to Gingerbread Man, especially. You know what I'm saying? Red Man down in ATL Block. Bizarre, this your boy Insane Jermaine, the BBW spokesman King, aka James Brown Jr., the hardest working man in the showbiz, a true hustler.
That's what it do. Okay, Candy.
Candy Jingle Bells. I'm gonna say, just give a shout out to my girl Crush, that trifling ass Black Reporter, Insane Jermaine.
Hey.
Hey, Miss Paul. Mm-hmm. For the rest of them, BTR people. Much love.
All right. That's what it do. All right. And Miss Parker. Oh, to Miss LaCrush, thank you for letting me be a part of your show. I enjoy it. Black Reporter, Insane Jermaine, and Miss Candy, and all of those listening to Phone Fantasy Radio, thank you for listening. All right, let me go ahead and say mine. I want to give a shout-out to everybody and everybody that tune in, show us that love and support, and definitely to those undercover cheerleaders. I see y'all. I see y'all pom-poms. Don't, you ain't got to hide. I see your pom-poms. Just those that be showing much love to the Crush Hearts, and those that show love, especially Gingerbread Man, Sharp Team Radio, Lady C, Black Reporter, Candy, and Saint Germain. That's what's really hood. Okay, Black Reporter, say your goodbyes, and then close us out, and I'm going to...
Well, once again, I want to thank all the folks who flew through here. Miss Candy, Mr. Insane Jermaine, Mr. Gingerbread, much love to you, Ginger. My Ace Boom Cool, Miss Lady C, and Candy and the Crush Hearts. Without you, this show wouldn't go down. We appreciate it, and everybody who is in the chat room tonight. We want to thank y'all for hanging out with us. And as always, what time there was has ceased to be. It just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Excuse me. Tomorrow isn't here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for everything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We, the Crush Crew, will see you in a little while. You are in. And the next time we will see you, it will be BBW Appreciation Month, so come with your pens and pads and questions in hand.
Paper towels.
For Supreme Diva. And paper towels. There you go.
And this is going to get wet.
And you are
that
in,
wet.
And we are out of here. Later.
Out of here. We're going to leave y'all with trifling. With another trifling dude out of Texas, Houston, Texas, to be exact. This is Mr. Nooney Jr. with I Can Smell Your Twat.
Yeah, this your boy Nooney Jr. Shout out to all the stank pussy females. This song is for y'all. This your boy Nooney Jr.
You got a nasty twat. 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 I could never sex you, make
maybe when I was 10, because we ain't know what stank pussy was when I was 10. But girl, I'm in my 20s, and I done had plenty of sexy and dancing women that are independent. I've been exposed to real ladies, so I hate lame. Watch your kitty cat, the animal is not tame. You need to see a doctor, put you in a stretcher. And if you don't do that, then I'm gonna call that dog catcher. You told me you too kind of, that is not enough protection. Even $1 million would not make me want to sex you. Girl, you need a lecture. After that, you need some cream. What you was trying to do to me is downright mean. Blow my penis and make me burn. Everybody know you got that thing. Don't do me, baby. I know what you about. I'ma call Houston police a moment so you can leave my mama house.
Yeah. If your pussy stank, you know where you is. I ain't mad at you. Just don't be trying to fuck me no more, cause I can't be dealing with that. That shit too stressful, you heard me?
You got a nasty twice. You got a nasty twice. You got a nasty twice. You got a nasty twice.
Girl, your pussy stank. I ain't even trying to wipe. I was gonna be put behind you with lying as a bank.
And I can smell your twice. I can smell your twice. I can smell your twice. I can smell your twice.
Girl, your pussy stank. I ain't even trying to wipe. I was gonna be put behind you.
Smell your twat, no matter what you do, you say you watch it. I don't think so, fool. I am not fool. Say, that is not cool. How did you survive in school? You must have not go to school. Because the kids where I'm from are so mean. They be in cheese mode. The odor from your kitty cat probably stayed off in beast mode. And I admit, all of us guys like freak hoes. But we like clean hoes. Don't be saying on the junior code. I'm just saying thanks to you that other niggas won't. I used to want to stick you down. I won't even front. But when you came to my crib, you smelled like a skunk. Dick went from rock hard to soft like what the fuck. I even offered you money, say please, girl, leave. And the fumigate my mama bed, I was just joking. She was in my bed, but I wish it was my mama. I'd rather my mama beat my ass, say, girl, you can't offer.
You got a nasty twice, you know you do. You got a nasty twice, I'm not fucking you,
man. You a nasty,
girl, your pussy
stank.
It stank like the Mississippi River.
River,
you nasty twice.
You got a nasty twice, you got a nasty twice, you got a nasty twice.
I was four people behind you in line at the back.